Hey, so I wanted to take 5 minutes out just to record a quick audio boo to talk about BT. Anybody that's been following me with my Twitter stream or on Facebook will know that I've been actually, well, I was going to say I've been quite quiet on there, but I haven't. I've been quite busy still. Complaining actually about BT. I have business broadband with them, and last Friday, and so 7 days, 7 days ago, my connection failed. Now, it's been a pretty miserable experience, if I'm totally honest, trying to get it solved. One hand doesn't seem to know what the other hand is doing. I've had two engineers to the house. We've tried routers, cabling, different types of machines. It's been a disaster. Actually, it's been a massive disaster. If it wasn't for the fact I've been away at conferences and various bits and pieces, really, you have to wonder how business would continue, especially in the field that I work in. So, it's been pretty rubbish, but I just want to reflect a little bit on BT's social media strategy. Now, BT have two accounts. There's BT Business and BT Care on Twitter. And I've got to give them absolutely every credit because they've completely, they've jumped on the fact that I was having a good whinge and a good moan and and started replying to me. And I've got to be honest, 7 days in, I was getting pretty annoyed actually not having the connection, but I don't feel that it would have been fixed within 7 days if it wasn't for the actions of certainly the BT Business account on Twitter. In actual fact, as soon as I had contacted them, I was phoned by a dedicated member of their team. She talked me through, got an engineer out again, and actually stayed with me until the problem was resolved. Now that was excellent. That's really good, and full credit to BT for actually taking part in social media schemes and having a presence on these sites. It's really good. It's a shame it had to get that far. It would have been nice to have a quicker turnaround, especially for a business product, within the first couple of days, especially as BT and BT Wholesale actually knew what the problem was, just a couple of days into it. So anyway. So I'm gonna give BT, probably 1 out of 10 for getting this thing resolved in time, but I'm gonna give them 10 out of 10 for their strategy with social media and social media websites. Keep up the good work, but hopefully the proactive part of this company can actually reflect on the reactive part of the company.